In Comoca. Yay. Our Torah portion this week, oh, this is very exciting, is Vayachel and Pechudai, I think the pronunciation is. It's two sections, because there are actually 54 Torah portions, although we have 52 weeks in our calendar. So a couple times during the year, they have to put two together to get us through the whole thing and end in the right place. But these two words, Vayachel and Pechudai, mean, and he assembled, and accountings of, which are the first key words of each section. And it basically covers Exodus 35 to Exodus 40. And I want to read a section here, Exodus 35, 30 through 35. By the way, this whole Torah portion is all about the building of the temple or the sanctuary in the desert. So all the details, shall make 50 rings and 50 on the other side and 50 hooks between the two and so on. Chapters and chapters of this, very specific. And to me, it's fascinating. I came from a background in architecture. I love to draw graphics, specifications. I love it. But what is applicable in here to our lives today? And I became really fascinated with Bezalel and Oholiab, the two builders that were called by name to head up the building. So let's look at Exodus 35, 30 through 35. And Moshe said to the children of Israel, see, Yahweh has called by name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Yehuda. And he has filled him with the spirit of Elohim in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all work, to make designs, to work in gold and in silver and in bronze, and in cutting of stones for setting, and in carving wood, and to work in all workmanship of design. 34. And he has put it in his heart. Basically, we have Bezalel is a spirit-filled designer. He's primarily, or in a large part, a metal worker and a stone cutter and a carpenter who works in wood. Now, where did we get all of this? Obviously, he must have been a very high artisan in Egypt before they left to learn all of these skills. Verse 34, and he has put in his heart the ability to teach in him and Oholiab, son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with skill to do all the work of the engraver and the designer and the embroiderer in blue and in purple, in scarlet material and in fine linen, and a weaver doing any work and makers of designs. So Oholiab is basically more of an embroiderer, weaver, designer. So we have those skills added between the two of them. Now, this is fascinating. It really is. You know, they were called by name. It says, I have called by name. So that's almost a hint. That's almost a clue to go look at their names and what their names mean. Bezalel is almost three words there, be, sal, zal, el, and those three words are in shadow God, el, meaning mighty one. We translate God. Now, all the things that you read where they say the name of Bezalel in the footnotes is in the shadow of God. Well, okay, but it doesn't say the, and it which is ha, and it doesn't say of. So what else could it mean? Second thing there, in the shade of God, because shadow and shade, Bezal could be either, or Zal, Zal could be either of those. Third one, without any of those little conjunctions, in shadow God, could mean like, similar to, a representation of, like a shadow picture of things to come, right? Aholiab, I actually thought of another one for Bezalel after the fact, which was, depending on where you put the comma, in shadow God could also mean, if just in those three words, in the shadows God is, sort of. Just saying, these are the exact words that Bezalel means. I'm not trying to say that anyone is right yet. Okay, Aholiab, this one's very obvious. Ohol is tent. E is of, and Av is father. So this one is very specifically and obviously with a conjunction, tent of father, or father's tent, as we might say in English, or father's house, or father's home. And it's interesting to me, the root of the word tent, ohal, is ahal, which means to shine, to be bright and flickering. That's interesting. So it's almost like a tent was a light on a hill in a way. You know, maybe the candle or something inside the tent makes it glow. I don't know. But it's just an interesting thing there, the root. Okay, so Bezalel, in shadow God, called by name. It says he has filled him with the spirit of Elohim in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge. Wait. Where else have we heard this? Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11, 1 through 2, reads, "And a rod shall come forth from the root of Yishai," or Jesse, as most of us know, "and a sprout from his roots shall bear fruit. The spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yahweh." These are the seven spirits of Yahweh that the Messiah will have. Wait, where else have we heard this? The Revelation 5:6. By the way, it's the revelation of Yeshua Mashiach to John the Apostle. It's not revelations. Just saying. It's the revelation. 5:6. "And I looked and saw in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, a lamb standing, as having been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of Elohim, sent out into all the earth." Very interesting. We've all heard about the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, the set-apart spirit, but there's very clearly multiple references here to multiple spirits, specifically seven. What are these seven spirits? One, the spirit of Yahweh, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding. Then this is how it's worded in Isaiah 11. The spirit of counsel and of strength. So the ofs make it, they're both spirits. The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yahweh. And they're in pairs, which is interesting, except for the first one. Let's look at what each of these are. The spirit of Yahweh. Yahweh is spirit. It's his very essence. Spirit, the Hebrew word is ruach, which means spirit, can also be translated breath, wind. Basically, it's a very real, for our understanding of the spiritual realm, it's a very real and substantial entity, but that cannot be seen. So Yeshua makes the point to Nicodemus that, like the wind that blows the trees and you can see the effects of it, but you can't see it, so is the Spirit. Holy Spirit, a term we've all used and heard, is really in Hebrew Ruach HaKodesh, the set-apart spirit, or sanctified. So, filled with the Ruach HaKodesh means basically, or the Holy Spirit, indwelt by Yahweh, because the Holy, the One, the set-apart Spirit is Yahweh's Spirit, and He is Spirit. So filled with it is indwelt by Him, and really Him alone, because the word filled means there's probably not room for anything else, and nor can He dwell in a place where there's any other mighty ones. And the Ruach HaKodesh is often represented by fire. We see the fire over the tabernacle when Yahweh's presence is there. We see the column of fire leading the people out of Egypt. And we see even Yeshua, or rather, Yohanan, the immerser, referring to Yeshua as one who's going to come and actually immerse you in fire, whereas Yohanan was immersing in water. Two, wisdom. The Hebrew word is chachma. Now, work with me carefully here, because each of these words to us have certain meanings from our upbringing and background and our culture, but the Hebrew words here often have entirely different meanings. And that's where this was so valuable. Wisdom, we tend to think of as some sort of smarts, some sort of intellect or something. But really, what it is, skill in war as a general type. I mean, that's, strategy and so on. Skill in administration, leadership, management. These are according to the Strong's concordance, by the way. Shrewdness, which I looked up in the dictionary because I thought of a shrew as being almost sort of sneaky. No, it means really sharp powers of judgment, as far as our English word shrewdness. Prudence is carefulness, not saying everything. There's a proverb that says that wisdom rests in the heart of the wise, whereas I think the other half of it is a spouts folly or something. Prudence, carefulness, okay, ethics, moral standards. Interestingly, wisdom is not necessarily smarts. It's leadership ability, and it's knowing how much to put when and where with prudence. It's wisdom almost in management and in how you handle employees or something, or underlings in military. Understanding. The Hebrew word is binya, and it means basically discernment. And discernment is the ability to distinguish, to know right from wrong, to see good and evil. Intelligence, logical reasoning. Okay, there, finally, understanding is where we might get some sort of smarts, if there is any. Insight, the ability to see inner meanings and applications, practical applications. Counsel, this one's one of those tricky ones. Etza means advice, okay, instruction, teaching. It's from the root yaetz, which means to give advice, counsel, instruction. Strength, another tricky one, gevurah. It can mean physical strength. But, not everybody who has the Spirit or has been dwelt with the Spirit is necessarily muscular. Many are not. But the other meanings of strength are might in terms of capability, mastery, ability. In fact, mastery is translated many times in the King James Version according to Strong's, which is the version he used. So it's strength is its ability, its might, its knowledge. Da'ath. I grayed out a couple because, like understanding and wisdom, we're using other ones to define this one. I'm looking for more unique characteristics. Knowledge, we tend to think of knowledge as a bunch of facts. Dates and times and places, but it's not. Knowledge, da'ath, really means more skill in terms of familiarity with, experience with, knowledge of something by having doing it in a way. It's also discernment, able to distinguish. I really should have grayed that one out because it's too much like the other ones. But it's not information or data. Rather, the root is yada. Have you ever heard yada, yada, yada? Okay, yada, yada, yada is the same word that's used with in the beginning of Genesis with Adam knew Eve. So it's to know in an intimate way. And when we say yada, 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 which we're just repeating something we heard, what we're really saying, or what they originally meant by that and how where that came from, is basically, you know, you know, you know, you know. Because yada means know, to know. So you know, is yada, yada, yada. So knowledge now is more specifically having really experienced something. And the fear of Yahweh. Fear is yirah. It can mean terror, fear. But other meanings for it are more awe, like amazement, respect, honor, obedience. You know, we honor our parents, basically means to do what they say, to obey them. Reverence, basically recognizing superiority is reverence. And so fear of Yahweh is really more to me all of these awe, appreciation, recognizing the superiority, obeying. I get more of that picture than I do I'm afraid of him. Okay, so back to Bezalel in Shadow God, verse 31. And he has filled him with the spirit of Elohim in wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all work. Yada, yada, yada. What about counsel, strength, and the fear of Yahweh? Or counsel might be something more like instruction and teaching. Strength might be more like might, ability, and mastery. And the fear of Yahweh might be more like all respect and reverence. They're not listed there. But look at 35, 34, 35 again. And he has put in, like these spirits, his heart, the ability to teach. That's counsel. 35. And he has filled them with the skill to do all work. That's strength. Skill to do things is skill. It's might. It's ability. It's mastery. But we're still missing the fear of Yahweh if Bezalel is going to have all seven of these that are in Isaiah 11. So let's look at the other places that Bezalel is. Incidentally, Bezalel is mentioned by name seven times in Torah. Pretty fascinating, just along the way, just saying. Actually, three more times in the entire Tanakh, but seven times in Torah. Here's one of them, 36:1. And Bezalel and Oholiab, and every wise-hearted man in whom Yahweh has given wisdom, that's key later, I wish I could develop it more, but every wise-hearted man in whom Yahweh has given wisdom and understanding to know how, knowledge, to do all work for the service of the set-apart place, shall do according to all that Yahweh has commanded. Wait, shall do. According to all that Yahweh, the superior, has commanded. That's obedience. That's honor. That's respect, reverence. That's the fear of Yahweh. Bezalel had all seven of the spirits of Yahweh. The spirit of Yahweh, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of strength, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yahweh. And it's interesting to me that these are all in pairs in Isaiah 11, meaning they sort of go together, wisdom and understanding, counsel and strength, knowledge and the fear of Yahweh, except for the first one, the spirit of Yahweh, which is alone, echad, one. Going back just a second, what was verse 1 here where this came from? This is verse 2 in Isaiah 11, but what was 1? Look at this. Isaiah 11, 1 to 2. and a rod shall come forth from the root of Yishai, and a sprout from his roots shall bear fruit. So I picture a root of Jesse, Yishai. And by the way, his root comes from the tribe of Judah, Yehuda, and his root from Yisrael. So you have this sprout coming up. And incidentally, the word netzer, which is the sprout, is a very strange thing about certain trees that can be dead for years and years and years and years and years. And later, a new sprout will come up from the roots or the stump that was there and grow another tree. And so this alludes to that. A new rod will come up. And we know that this passage is about Yahshua. The Spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yahweh. The union of Yahshua, body, and the Spirit of Yahweh makes him the Word, the light, the tree of life. Wait, are they levels? Is it possible that first you have a little bit of knowledge, knowing by experience Yahweh, on this I will build my congregation, and then from that you get fear of Yahweh, obedience, they go together. Counsel and strength, you've got to have ability before you can teach it. I just wonder. I also wonder about the pairings, in other words. Does this correspond to the temple layout? Seven levels of the priests, the nations, and Israel. What about the other 17 blossoms? You could go on forever, but time. You have to get into it yourself. Here are my conclusions. Bezalel called by name in shadow God to build the dwelling place of Yahweh was a shadow picture of Yahshua, the Messiah, having the seven spirits of Yahweh. Conclusion number three, going backwards. Yahshua is the total fulfillment of the shadow of God, or the in-shadow God, a shadow picture of, a representation of. He's the light, and that's the meaning of the word Bezalel. He's the light all the way from the beginning. Let there be light. Before there was anything else, he is the Word of Yahweh. And he is the tree of life. He is the Word. He's Torah. And Torah is the tree of life. Conclusion number two. And we who are called, remember the whole part, and everyone whom Yahweh has put the spirit of wisdom and understanding and so on. And we who are called or filled or whose hearts have been lifted up, or wise-hearted, whatever your translation says, are building the new spiritual temple, the Father's house, which is the meaning of a holy of, with Yahshua. Like a holy of, with Bezalel. In conclusion number one, like Yahshua and Bezalel, we are now given the seven spirits of Yahweh that are sent out into all the earth. The Revelation 5:6. Baruch Hashem.